This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Stiffer Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief. We do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations. You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Jerkly Challenge Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhead. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that Real Italy Film Festival is starting up next week, April 2nd to the 9th. You could also go to their website for tickets, which is realabilities.org/New York for all the information about the film festival along with tickets. You might, and you could also check out what programming they have for their film festival as well. Definitely worthwhile to check out. And now let's get on to our latest subject, which involves the French government having to step in to create a law that will prevent students under the age of 15, with the exception of students with different abilities, from having cell phones and devices in school. The fact that that this is now coming up and government bodies have to get involved just because because students are using their cell phones, that's unheard of. Here in the United States, it's up to the school districts to deem whether it's appropriate for students to have their cell phones out. Am I correct, Johnny?
You're right.
This is crazy. What are they trying to do? To basically do a Big Brother, just like how how the federal government here in the States is trying to do a number on those with different visible abilities? Is there a parallel? Is there a parallel that we're that
okay.
Which makes it seem so crazy.
I get why it's like a... is it concentration on the subject thing?
But isn't it a bit... when you think about it?
The government has to step in?
Just be rather a government officials have to step in when it's typically the administration steps in.
I mean, seriously, how bad is the Fortnite addiction in France?
Yeah, or any or kids playing like Pokemon Go in class. Oh, wait, I just went. Are they catching a lot of Pikachus in class, or are they just thinking that it would be fun to just see if they could get one over on the principals?
And I would,
just because.
Of course, as a Pokemon Go player, like, you gotta catch, I gotta actually take your phone out and point at it.
Mm-hmm. Which ultimately ends up having some cause for concern. Are kids that addicted to game playing? Is there, like, potential, like, gamer, like... If people were concerned about too much gaming in class, maybe there should be something that could be a support system for those who need to put their phone down or do a challenge to make it fun for the students, not have the government say, with the exception of people with different abilities under the age of 15 are not allowed to have their phones out. I know here in the U.S., students are allowed to have their cell phones due to the rise of tragedies that have gone on. So what more could they expect?
It should be used like emergencies only if you're like during school time.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like, well, we're going to see where this lands. Even if people may not like where it goes. That's a bit unheard of when people are using phones in class or where the government has to step in. Is that like saying to someone, well, you're incapable of handling a class? Or giving this, or having the students actually not have their phones up? I would think teachers and other people would actually step in. Not play into the circumstances of the government to basically say that their students are incapable of actually handling a school day. That's insane.
It's crazy, I think.
Yeah.
Things have gotten.
Mm-hmm. It shows how much people are willing to go and say, well, how far could one go just to take into effect what someone's going to do? That's really insane. Especially when someone's so very different. And a lot of people have different needs. So telling people that they're not, that there's a, basically putting stuff out there and putting it into effect, that how much this is going to impact students, even if because there's an emergency or not.
It's like you can't get to your phone because.
Yeah. And if someone's saying, hey, there's a problem, we need to use our phones, putting something out there saying, well, you can't, is not going to help if there's a problem.
Exactly.
That only shows how far this actually could cause a major repercussion. And not just a, oh, this is a small repercussion. No, it will
be. No.
This is going to be a pretty major issue, if I just say so myself. Especially where kids are not going to appreciate the aspect of phones not being permitted. It's not going to work out well.
And when we were younger, it's like completely different.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that someone is saying, well, if someone's willing to put a law out there to define who has the right to have a certain things is insane. It's like saying to someone, well, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, and there's a certain point where you have to go and say, when's enough enough? When isn't it okay? And how in the hell are students supposed to be okay with it? How are students supposed to be okay with something if they're not exactly thrilled with the situation at hand? Let alone.
Especially when we're sick. 24/7.
Right. If the government is saying, well, you're under the age of 15, sorry, you can't have a cell phone.
Well, should it be up to the parents to make that decision as well, not the federal government?
Yep. I would say so. There's a lot more that you actually have going on. And there's so much this shows how many people are actually willing to how much people might be up in arms. I would like to hear what the I would like to hear what other parents have to say about, especially being from, if there's French listeners, I would hope that those French listeners could actually reach out, because it's very different from here in the States. Moving on to another subject, which we all know everyone involves, everyone uses social media. Especially those with advocates who advocate for people with different abilities. Now the government is trying to deem who has visible disabilities if they post a golfing photo from 5 years ago. How does this make sense? Deeming... Because people post throwback photos up online, it's very easy to. So what makes, who's really going to, what is this really going to do?
Like checking on Facebook to see like who gets benefits or not?
It almost seems like a Big Brother scenario.
That sounds like Big Brother to me.
Yeah. And when the last time I checked, when Big Brother gets involved and not actual Big Brother, there's a problem, and boy, a lot of people get up in arms. And the fact that people advocate online, and if someone posts up a photo, no one's going to know when it is from if someone's posting it in this current time frame.
Right.
Because guess what? It does not show, not unless people are going to have a timestamp of when they actually took the picture and how far and how long ago it was. And most people don't do that. That's like saying to someone, well, if we don't believe you, give us our money back. Well, there's a problem. There's a problem here when you're kind of saying that someone isn't really disabled, let alone having any different kinds of abilities, which are not limited. And for someone to just make an assumption and think that this is the right way to go, nope, it isn't. This is going to lead to a lot of problems. Let alone people are up in arms right now due to, what's her name? DeVos, thinking that it's okay to just put into, she wants to deem it appropriate to cut funding to Special Olympics, which is
not just a little cut. We're talking cutting off. From what I'm seeing.
Cutting off. I hope she gets backlash, because the more and more people think that it's acceptable, more and more there needs to be checks and balances, because the more she wants to cut off funding, it's going to hinder people from actually being involved with the community, and no matter which way, and no matter how, and no matter in what, and no matter how far she goes, it's going to do a disservice to a lot of people. And for someone to just take things away, there's a big there's an issue.
It's like beating you when you're down, like.
Mm-hmm. And for someone to just do that.
Yeah, I saw it last night. It made me sick, like, ugh.
And it shows how far people would really go. Because how much more could someone say, well, it's acceptable.
Which,
when, right. And for someone to just think that this is okay and no one would care, it shows how far she's willing to go, let alone how far other people would go if people are supporting her. Because more and more people who support her, the more and more people are just going to accept things as they were. And most people would think that there's a real need and for this to actually change.
Of course, if they're gonna cut, Special Olympics, like what's gonna stop them doing more damage?
Yeah, because most people won't. And with knowing what good this does it really make? Is it really going to make it and make it any better for those who actually enjoy the Special Olympics, who actually take part in this? It's actually going to push people to want.
Plus, you realize how much the budget is for the Special Olympics?
$17 million. If she's going to cut, okay.
That's like a little drop in the bucket, like.
$17 million. What's $17 million? To her,
it's like buying a 20 in your
couch. The fact that she's done a lot of, she's done some shady things in the past.
This does not sit well with me.
Neither does it with me. And this shows that there's a that this problem is going to lead to more harm than good.
It's like she wants us to just go away.
And this shows how able
like
she is.
We're not
going to
go away, trust me. We
right.
are not going away.
And if she thinks that it's okay, it isn't.
Dude, this is not okay.
And when people could think about, well, is this going to work? It isn't. And more people are going to realize the impact that she's going to have on not only so many young adults who actually go and take part in the Special Olympics. It's not just some it isn't just a, it's not something that you just expect.
It's not just something you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's for empowerment.
Yeah. And for someone to think that it's okay when it isn't, this has to be brought to light. This has to be the point where there has to be a point where people are held accountable. Just because of what's actually going on and how this does hinder so many people who actually participate in these kinds of things. It's not like people are going to know. People are going to see this as a very negative impact. And more people are going to really make it, are really going to have to decide what's best. Because this is going to cause an uproar. This is going, and if people aren't handling it now,
it's like wait a minute, something stinks here.
Yeah. And it's definitely DeVos, that's for sure.
Which I believe we've talked about her before on this very podcast.
Yep. Yes, we have. So, which is in the archives, which you can listen to all the topics that involve her on our archive as well, and on iTunes. Which means if we get any more updates on her specifically in this outrageous situation, we will definitely be following up with you, because this is crazy.
This is like short story of the year right now.
Yeah. And for someone to just make it out like
this, make it off as a write-off.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to be back next week. We will be off on the 3rd. Or, not 3rd. Or wait. Oh.
It would be the 3rd.
Yeah, we'll be off on the 3rd. We'll be back on the 8th. See you next Monday. And definitely tune in for more. Bye.
Good night, everybody.